Thank you very much.
Yes, indeed.
Next application is case number 11260. The application of Charles R. Talinke. I probably said that wrong. I apologize. Parcel is located southwest of Route 273, Country Club Road, being south of White Oak Road, 225 feet southwest of West Side Drive, and being Lot 41, Block 19, within Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club development, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID 3-34, map 19, parcel 72, and requesting a variance from the side yard setback requirement. On this application, they're requesting a 1-foot variance from the required 15-foot side yard setback. I received no additional correspondence.
Members of the board, I'm Bill Schaub here on behalf of Mr. Talinke. He lives in New York City, and as of Friday, he was going to be here, and then this morning he called my office, said he couldn't be here. I mentioned this to Mr. Moore beforehand. I would like to proceed if we're able.
Would it be possible, Mr. Schaub, for if this board decided to leave the record open, that you could get some kind of affidavit or other materials from your client so that it would support any record that you establish, so there would be evidence from an applicant?
Absolutely.
And would that, could you get that in the form of an affidavit?
Yes. Yes, and I appreciate that, and I know he will do that.
Okay. You know, if the board decided to do that, that would be a way of handling that.
I think that would be very acceptable.
This home was built many years ago. It was in the Allen family from Allen Patchery, and they used it blissfully for many, many years, and just like most settlements, the day before a survey was done, and it shows that that back left corner of the home that faces Rehoboth, the bay, is in fact 14 feet rather than 15, and it's just like most other of these issues, the house just wasn't built perfectly parallel to that one property line. The survey shows it's a kind of pie-shaped lot, and the house doesn't sit exactly square on it. But more importantly, nobody had any idea the problem existed. The Allens were quite surprised themselves. But like so many other hearings, so many other variance issues, my client had financing in place. He had ready to move in, and people just don't have the realistic chance of saying, well, let's just put this off for 3 months or 4 months or whatever. And honestly, as Mr. Moore certainly knows, and as all you know, I mean, clients are taking somewhat of a gamble when they do this, but they're really, most people don't have much of a choice. The hardship was not created by Mr. Talinke. In fact, I'm not sure. I spoke with the Allens. I don't remember who built them, but it's built many years ago. Again, they were not aware of it. There is no practical way to deal with it, as you can see from the survey. It's an integral part of the house with a deck attached, and then to look at the others, would take sawing off a corner of the lot. I know that the Allens never had any complaints from anyone about that, and the board has not received any adverse comments, challenging this variance application. And I think it's just because all the people want to do is leave a house that's been sitting there for 30 or 40 years, but just the way it is. They're not changing anything at all. Right. And I think that's the most minor variance in the long run that you can ask for, is not to change anything.
Right.
Not to change anything that hasn't hurt anybody. And likewise, as mentioned earlier, with the hardship created, though, is if a variance isn't granted, a property owner then can have an almost impossible time of selling a home because of having to disclose a variance, a zoning encroachment. Certainly would not alter the character of the neighborhood. It's has no adverse effect on anyone. There isn't any other way to deal with the subject. So what I would like to do, if I may, as suggested by Mr. Moore and his wise counsel, to get an affidavit from Mr. Talinke, or, well, I was going to say if he comes down, he's next summer probably would. But I can get the affidavit and submit it, and if the board would want something else, maybe.
Yes, and it would need to be submitted to Mr. Lank in ample time for it to be on the agenda for the next hearing, and the record could be closed except for that or any, and we could take any other testimony today.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And I was thinking if it's done by affidavit, I may also be able to get one from the Allens or one of the family members that I've still been in contact about. If the board would be willing to accept it, I didn't think of that because I thought my client was going to be here.
They can review your representation on the internet and then sign an affidavit.
I will mention that, but certainly I will get something from my client.
Okay. Okay. Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application or in opposition to this application at this time? Hearing none, there's no one here then.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that regarding case number 11,260 that we leave the public hearing open for only the purpose of the applicant submitting an affidavit that would suggest that Mr. Schaub's testimony was representing their need and desire.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
I'll second that motion. I do believe the applicant has addressed the standards for granting a variance. We just have to get that affirmative from the affidavit. And what is it, the next? Mr. Mills, the next?
Next. Well, next. If it has to be advertised, it may take longer. I mean, if they can do that.
It doesn't have to be re-advertised.
Okay. Then, yeah, our next regular meeting, so as long as we have an affidavit.
That's fine.
Or the next, you could put it next available
next
meeting.
Next available, yeah.
If you can't get it to us for the next meeting, we could
the following
put on one right after.
Okay, I'll say the next available meeting, then add that to it, the next available meeting.
Okay.
So moved.
All right, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Rickards that we leave case number 11,260 open for the purpose of obtaining a letter or an affidavit from your client to be submitted to the office.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
I
so
appreciate
all those in
it.
Favor of the motion?
Aye.
Mr. Hudson?
Aye.
Mr. Workman?
Aye.
Mr. Ricker?
Aye.
Again, Mr. Mills?
Aye.
And I, Mr. Callaway. So by a vote of 5-0, case number 11,260 will be left open.
And sorry for the inconvenience. I was kind of expecting you to be behind me. But thank you very much.